It was the event which turned the Cold War into the space race. On October 4, 1957, an intercontinental ballistic missile, launched by the Soviet Union, hurled an aluminum sphere into outer space. The satellite weighed about 184 pounds and measured a little less than 2 feet in diameter. It had 2 radio transmitters, which elicited regular beeping sounds as it revolved around the Earth. It was called Sputnik, Russian for traveling companion. The stunning accomplishment was broadcast to the world in English from Radio Moscow.
As a result of intensive work by research institutes and designing bureaus, the first artificial Earth satellite in the world has now been created. This first satellite was today successfully launched in the USSR. According to preliminary information, the carrier rocket has imparted to the satellite the required orbital velocity of about 8,000 meters a second. At the present time, the satellite is describing elliptical trajectories around the Earth. Its flight may be observed in the rays of the rising and setting sun with the aid of the simplest optical instruments, such as binoculars and spyglasses.
The Eisenhower administration was quick to assure that the Russian Sputnik posed no threat to U.S. national security, and it was right. But its psychological effect was immense. For the Soviet Union, seemingly lagging behind the United States in its technological capabilities, Sputnik provided a dynamic boost for morale. For American citizens primed to believe the worst after a decade of Cold War fears, Sputnik created new worries about the extent of the Soviet Union's military power, while perhaps suggesting a silent rebuke to the material comforts of America's 50s consumer culture. Popular sentiment grew to meet the Soviet space challenge, and from that moment on, the space race was on.